Okay, that's a musical interlude, thanks to Shanika. And now we're here with Winston Lee and with Mary Udell, who talked with us a couple of weeks ago with her husband Dan Udell about Winston and what was happening. And I just thought I would read the first paragraph from a story in the sports section of the Register Star that was published on January 17th. Hudson High School varsity football standout Winston Lee's performance at national combines and prowess as a running back earned him the honor of playing in the Blue-Gray National All-Star Classic in Tampa, Florida on Saturday. And by the time the game concluded, Lee's versatility and athleticism ensured that he made his mark on offense, defense, and also special teams. So I'm impressed. I think that's really incredible. So we asked Winston to come and tell us something about his experience while, first of all, how he got to be chosen to be on this team, which is a feat in itself, and secondly, what his experience was when he was in Florida.
So let's start with how did you get chosen for the All-Star?
Well, when I was younger, I went to a series of combines. The first combine I went to was at the New England Patriots Stadium.
And what's a combine?
A combine is when, have you ever watched the NFL draft combine?
No.
Well, it's a series of athletic training workout, I'll say, and they test your athleticism, and I happen to be one of the...
And how did you get involved with those, with the combine?
Well, you have to go to combine to get noticed for college.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Because I live in Hudson, it's a really small area. A lot of big schools don't look in this area.
And did your coach suggest that you go to the combines?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's who gave me the idea. After I started looking up the combines, and then I got letters to my house. The first combine I went to was at Stillwater, and I did good there, and so I qualified for states. And then I went to the combine, and I went to the New York State Combine in Syracuse, which I hold a record there, too, for the broad jump also.
How long have you been playing football?
Well, since I was like 8, I believe. Pop Warner.
And you grew up in Hudson?
Yeah, I have.
So what was it like going down to Tampa?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was really hot. Better than here, right?
And there's one game, or there's a series of games? How does that all work?
Oh, no, there's only one game. There is? One all-star game. I guess it's like they picked the best kids around the nation, I believe, they said. And you just compete.
And you played for the entire game?
Yep. I played. Well, I actually went down there for a running back, right? And there was at least 10 running backs. So the rotation wasn't really what I wanted it to be. But I also was on special teams. So I played a lot, I'll say. Well enough.
Did you play the whole game?
Yes, I did.
And who actually won? I mean, which team won?
Oh, we lost.
Oh, well.
What were the teams? North versus
the
South?
North versus South.
I see. So the Southern boys beat you.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We'll beat them again.
Well, there was a lot of excitement, I understand, at the Savoia that night because there was a party which Mary and Dan Udell made happen, and I guess it was on the big screen, Mary?
Yes, it was. We took the film, the video, from Fox Sports News because they weren't screening it in New York State. They screened in every other state, but just not New York. So Dan had to set up this whole thing with a computer to pick it off their screen, and we did it. We have a big, huge 10 by 10 screen that he set up. And so we watched on a big screen, you know, and a lot of people were there, I would say over 100 people. And, of course, his coach, Coach Lacasse, was there, and Coach Jefferson was there, and the high school principal was there, Mr. Abitable, mm-hmm. and Kathy Clark, the head of the after-school program, all people who made an impact on Winston's life. And his father, of course, and you know, lots and lots of people from Hudson, and it was quite an event, quite an event.
Yes, and I want to thank my family and friends in the community for, you know, being there for me.
So now what happens? You kind of sit and sort of hope to get contacted by some college.
Well, yeah. I always have to take action. If I don't get contacted, I have to contact myself, you know. I have to call them, email them.
Are there places, you have a place you particularly like to go?
I actually have no preference right now.
Well, it will refine itself probably as the process goes on.
Yeah. Well, I talked to the director of the National Blue and Gray yesterday morning. He said he's leaving for Phoenix today, and after he come back, he start the recruiting process.
He's going to help you?
Yes, he is. He's
this
a really
is
nice
pretty
guy.
Exciting.
We've spoken to his name is Gus Bell, and we've spoken to him many times in this whole thing. And of course, at the beginning, we knew it was $1,800 to go down there, and we were trying to, you know, start our process of fundraising, and all of a sudden, Eric Galloway came along, and Rick Scalera, our former mayor, who works for him, he said, I think he might like to make a donation. He said, I'll call you back in 15 minutes. He called back in 15 minutes. He said, Mr. Galloway wants to give the entire $1,800. Well, that was unbelievable. We were all screaming and yelling, and yeah, and the rest, now we're fundraising for Winston to have a bank account. We're up to $640, and our goal is $1,000, and we think it's coming in through various other funds. Rashard Barksdale, the well-known professional football player who grew up in Hudson, he has a foundation, and he'll be bringing his basketball teams here to play in the Hudson schools, and Winston will be playing.
You can
talk about that, Winston, and they're going to give a donation.
So you also play basketball?
Yeah, I do. I started playing basketball probably like in seventh grade until now.
So have you met Eric Galloway?
No, I haven't. I would like to meet him, though. I want to give him a big thank you.
What else would you like to tell us about this trip?
I'm saying it was a great experience. It was a really great experience. It was amazing. Being able to play with some of the best kids around the nation, you know, it's different, I'll say. Every play, you have to give it 100%.
So did you have some time to practice together?
We had 2 days to practice, 2 days to learn about 30 plays. Yes.
Must have been intense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And it's an all-star game. Everyone is trying to play. So it's really intense in practice. Really intense. Everyone is trying to kill each other. And we're teammates. Hey, you want to play, right? You have to, I guess.
So now, how tall are you?
6'1", I believe.
So you're younger. I mean, you don't seem huge for a football player, but I guess everybody else was also high school kids, right?
Don't let the sweater fool you.
Did you make good friends with the other kids while you were there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had three roommates. And those, like, they, the roommates, we had, I play running back, and all my roommates is all running backs, too. So they wouldn't put us with linemen or anything. They put you with your own kind, I guess.
And they were from other parts of the country?
Oh, yeah. One of my roommates was from Ohio, one was from New Jersey, and one was from California, I believe.
I'm just curious, I'm sure other people are too, if you want to talk a little bit about how you got into football and kind of, I guess, comparing the experience of playing locally for Hudson and then meeting all these other people in Florida and, I don't know.
Well, when I first started playing, well, when I was younger, my parents didn't want me to play football because it's a dangerous sport. But I felt as if I was athletic and I'd be good at it, you know. I used to beg them to play, and then they finally decided to let me play. And then I started playing and I was good at it.
Have you ever had any injuries?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of injuries, I broke my hand last year. Second game of the season. I had a really big game my first game. I think I had about 350 rushing yards or 300. And then the second game, I break my hand. Then I was out for the season.
Wow. So, I'm sorry, I may have interrupted. Did you finish talking about Shanika's question?
Oh, when I was, they finally let me play football, and I was pretty good at it. And people always tell me that, you know, I'll go somewhere, something in football, and, like, it'll inspire me, you know. People will tell me that. So it just make me want to work harder and play harder, and I just became dedicated, and I work hard.
How many years did you play in Pop Warner?
Well, I played from I started at 8 years old, and I probably stopped at when I got to high school.
Oh.
I played as many years as I could.
Yeah.
So now you have a few basketball games left in the season, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, I stopped playing basketball to go to that one game because I was working out for the game and it wasn't going with my basketball schedule. So, and you have to be physically fit for those games because everyone is working hard for those games and you have to be there and perform at your top performance. And I was, you know, I was trying to be physically fit. And it wasn't working out with my basketball schedule.
So you selected football over basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life is all about choices.
Had to make a choice.
So thank you very much for coming in, Winston.
Thank you.
We'll be watching you in your career. So, and I know you have a lot of supporters behind you.
Yes, I do.